Archers, 4 week commencing Sunday, September 30th, 2001.
Anxious times for Neil and Susan.
She'd wake up.
They said it would take time.
It's been 2 days.
36 hours.
Feels like 36 years.
I know, love. I'm just saying. She was completely out for 24.
That's got to have caused some damage.
They don't think so now. The brain scan was okay.
They won't really know till she wakes up, though.
That might take 12 hours. Oh, I'm as worried as you are, love.
Yeah, I know you are.
But there's no point in meeting trouble halfway. They're monitoring her. They know what they're doing.
I hope so.
They do.
I don't know what I'd have done without you. You've been so calm.
It was worse for you. I practically saw it happen.
Yeah. Never
forget it.
Never forgive Edward Grundy.
What did they say?
She hasn't regained consciousness yet.
Oh, no. Look, thanks for ringing the hospital.
That's all right. I wanted to know as well.
It's just hospitals. They give me the creeps.
I noticed that on Friday night.
Sorry.
I don't suppose anyone else did. You did a great job keeping Ed calm till Clary and Eddie arrived.
Yeah, well, I didn't want him saying anything silly to the police.
Like he hadn't been drinking.
It was obvious they were going to breathalyse him, whatever he said. Why lie when he might be under the limit anyway?
Doesn't mean he's off the hook.
No. Driving without a licence, stealing and taking away.
Well, it was Will's car.
Oh, yeah, but he hadn't said he could borrow it, had he?
He might say that now.
When Ed's written his car off and injured a girl he's got a crush on. Yeah, right.
Well, Ed is his brother. And he says the accident wasn't his fault.
Well, if he hadn't taken Will's car in the first place...
I suppose so. Just seems hard shopping your own brother.
I don't think he's got a choice. Even if he wanted to cover for Ed.
Why not?
Because then he'd be in trouble too, wouldn't he? Aiding and abetting or whatever.
Guess so. I hadn't thought of that.
And he's in enough trouble already. Car's a write-off.
Oh, yeah. Poor Will. He loved that car.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe we should give him a ring. See how he's doing.
Yeah, maybe.
And Ed.
Presuming the police haven't locked him up and thrown away the key.
Or Neil Carter hasn't got him in intensive care.
Come and eat your sandwich, Elf.
Oh, I'm not really hungry. Don't you think we should get back?
Well, they said they'd tell us when they'd finished.
You don't think something's wrong, do you? There'd been quite time.
No, not really. And you know the nurses need to check her. It's just routine.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Chance for us to take a break.
Yeah. Well, you're not eating either.
No. I hope Christopher's all right.
Oh, your mum will be spoiling him rotten.
Yeah, of course she will.
We shouldn't have let her go to that concert.
Love, we've been over this. How could we stop her?
If she hadn't gone...
Yeah, she might have been knocked down crossing the street.
Only if Ed Grundy was driving. They should lock him up and throw away the key. Oh,
maybe they will.
Yeah, they won't. You know what the courts are like. Oh, sorry, love. I wasn't thinking.
That's all right. It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does. Who's going to give us justice? Not the courts, we know that.
We don't know anything. Don't even know what they've charged him with.
If they've charged him... attempted murder, that's what it should be.
Oh, Neil.
Wait till they interview me, I'll tell them.
Look, just stick to the facts.
That is a fact.
I'm as angry as you, but you don't do your case any good by showing it. I should know.
Yeah, I'm sorry to put you through all this.
Oh, it's not your fault.
Yes, it is. If I picked Emma up...
You were there. It wasn't your fault you missed each other.
I should have reminded her to take her mobile.
Yeah, and she'd have switched it off or something. Neil, it's happened. There's no point going over what might have been.
But it didn't have to. That's what's driving me mad.
Look, we've just got to be strong now. For Emma's sake.
If William had stayed with her like he was supposed to...
You can't blame William. When he found out Ed had taken his car...
Yeah. It all leads back to one person, doesn't it?
How is he?
Just the same. Sitting in his room staring at the wall.
You'll want your Sunday dinner.
Oh, hope so.
Is our William still coming?
I don't know. I suppose to. I'm nearly as worried about him as I am about Edward.
They need to get their stories straight.
What stories?
For when the police interview William.
And now don't you go putting ideas into their heads. Things is bad enough as it is.
They could get worse.
Oh, damn. I might ring the hospital again.
The hospital?
We'll see how Emma is.
Oh, we've got our own lads to think about. Let her parents worry about her.
Oh, that's nice. Poor Emma. Broken leg, possible head injuries.
Well, it might have been a darn sight worse if Edward hadn't got her out of that car.
I know.
Nothing against Emma, I wish her the best. But times like these, you've got to look after your own.
That sort of attitude isn't going to help.
We didn't start it. The way Neil Carter treated us on Friday night.
That surprised you. I could hardly bring myself to look Susan in the eye.
Yeah, that didn't matter, did it? Because we were getting the silent treatment of her too.
And what did you expect?
Ah, you're right. Blame the Grundys, it's always their fault.
Edward was driving.
And a deer ran across the road, it was an accident.
I know that, but it were an accident their child got injured in and ours didn't.
Well, she got in the car, nobody made her. And if Edward hadn't pulled her out of it, I mean, you saw his hands.
Yeah.
No, we've got to stick together, Clary, love. And that includes William.
What do you mean?
Well, if he says he lent Edward his car...
Oh, no, Eddie, no, no, no. Things is bad enough without him lying to the police.
I wonder if Betty could manage without me in the shop this week.
I was wondering if she could do more with the hens.
It's really hard to swap my shifts at the surgery.
Hmm. Maybe Mike would do the hens. He's always moaning he's got time on his hands.
Oh, I'm sure he would. His bark's much worse than his...
Susan.
What's the matter?
She squeezed my hand. I'm sure she squeezed my hand.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was quite...
Neil. Neil, look.
Oh, Emma. You okay, sweetheart?
No, don't try to talk. Not yet. Oh, Emma. Love.
You're back with us. Oh, thank God.
Oh, well, he sounds really low.
Are you surprised?
No. Oh, poor Will. What a mess.
He doesn't want to be talking like that to the police.
He's got to tell the truth.
Of course. Perhaps he doesn't have to blacken Ed's character quite so much.
I'm sure he won't when it comes to it. Anyway, we can stick up for him, can't we, when the police interview us?
Yeah. We'll make it quite clear Will knew nothing about Ed taking a scar.
We can definitely do that, but I meant we could stick up for Ed.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh, Tom, come on.
I'm sorry, but from the look of those skid marks, it was obvious he was driving too fast.
Well, you don't know that.
Well, maybe not, but the police will, so we don't have to comment. Just say what we saw when we got there, and then hope that'll be the end of it.
Oh, we'll go and see Emma, won't we? When she can have visitors.
Yeah, of course, I didn't mean that, just...
Oh, look, I know this has been hard for you, Tom.
Hard for me?
Because of John.
That was different.
Was it?
Yeah, nobody's dead this time.
Well, they might have been. If Ed hadn't dragged Emma clear.
Oh, right.
That's all I meant. We should tell the police that.
I can't remember. That's all right, love. You don't need to.
No, just rest and get better. That's the important thing.
We were driving and... there was a deer...
That did happen, did it?
It doesn't matter. It's all over now.
I can't remember.
Emma, it doesn't matter.
No, you get some rest. We'll talk about it later.
You can leave the rest to drain if you like.
Yeah, I've started, so I'll finish.
Not much more to do, what with hardly anybody eating and William not coming.
Yeah, well, I don't know. He'd rather go drinking with his mates at a time like this.
Oh, and this is something you've never done.
Not when there's a family crisis.
Especially when there's a family crisis.
You're saying it don't upset you, will you not come?
Well, of course it did. I wanted to see him.
There you are, then.
I'm glad he's been able to talk things over with Tom and Kirsty.
Yeah, that is a good thing.
I mean, coming round that corner, seeing his car in flames, Emma unconscious. Must have been a terrible shock. Doing good to talk it through.
More to the point, it'll give them a chance to get their story straight.
Oh, don't start that again.
What's this thing? Hmm? It's a drip. Keep your fluids up.
Mm. You look a bit brighter.
Yeah. Good. I think I remember more. Oh,
there's no need to rush things. It'll keep.
My legs were trapped in the car.
We think that's how your leg was broken. But it's just a fracture, nothing complicated.
Yeah, you'll be up and about in no time.
Yeah, well, I could smell petrol and Ed pulled me out. At least, you think he did. Did he?
You can't remember that?
She doesn't need to. It's not important.
It's all mixed up. Dad was there.
Yeah, I was.
But it were Ed's car.
Yeah, I'd come to fetch you.
But I was with Ed.
You don't need to think about this now, Emma. Get some more sleep.
Yeah, it'll all come back to you soon enough.
But where is Ed? Is he in hospital?
No.
He's all right, isn't he? Nothing awful's happened to him.
Oh, no, no, no. Don't worry about that. He's all right.
What are we going to do about Edward?
I don't know. Maybe he'll feel better when he's seen Usha.
Yeah, maybe.
I wish I could come with you. You won't say nothing silly, will you?
Like what?
Well, none of this stuff about William.
I know when to keep your mouth shut. I
suppose it's the first time for everything.
Trust me.
I'd rather trust Usha. Just let her sort it out. She knows what she's doing.
I will. But I'll tell you one thing. No son of mine's going down because a stupid deer ran into the road.
William's made it to work on time, against the odds.
Morning, Greg. You want me to take over that?
Oh, William. You're bright and early.
Normal time.
Well, you might have a problem with your transport.
Come on my bike.
Good for you. Sorry to hear about the accident.
Oh, it wasn't my fault.
Oh, no. Was your car very badly damaged?
It exploded.
Oh, Lord. Right up then.
Yeah, and the rest.
Oh, William, I am sorry.
Yeah.
Still, at least no one was badly injured.
Well, Emma's having an operation, though. Today, I think.
So she's going to be in plaster, then?
No, they're pinning her leg. That's what I heard.
Poor Emma.
Yeah. I hope she's okay.
And Ed wasn't hurt?
No, unfortunately.
Now, you don't mean that.
Oh, I do.
It wasn't fortunate he had an accident when he lent him your car.
Well, I hadn't lent him, he nicked it. I didn't say he could have it.
I didn't realise that.
Well, he's never even gone anywhere near a driving test.
No, I know.
I got no car, Emma's hurt, and now the police want to see me. And it's all
morning,
that little...
Greg! Hello, where were you, love?
Oh, morning, Clary.
Mum, what are you doing here?
Oh, just thought I'd drop in on my way to work, see how you was.
On your way to work?
I was a bit worried when you didn't come round for your Sunday dinner.
Mum!
Oh, dear. Things must be bad. Yeah, look, William, I'll get started on the other side. You can finish off these feeders while you chat to your mum.
I won't keep him long.
No, I'm sure you won't. See you later, Will.
Yeah, OK. Mum, what'd you have to come up here for? Making a show of me in front of Greg.
I'm worried about you. You didn't come yesterday.
Oh, I was having a drink with Kirsty and Tom.
It's not like you to miss your Sunday dinner.
Yeah, it would have choked me.
Oh, William.
Do you think I could sit in the same room as him eating Sunday dinner as if nothing had happened?
Well, perhaps not.
I never want to see him again, far as I'm concerned. I ain't got a brother.
Oh, William, don't say that. I can understand you being upset.
Upset?
But you can't cut yourself off from your family.
Well, I don't want to. I just never want to see Ed again. Unless it's in the dock.
You don't mean that.
Oh, I do. Now, I've got to get on with my work.
Well, we can't leave things like this.
But I don't want to talk about it no more.
No, I know you don't. Why don't you come round tomorrow for your tea? Make up for Sunday.
But I've told you, I'm not setting foot in Keeper's Cottage whilst Ed's there.
All right, you won't be. Honest. Oh, do come, William, please.
I ain't had a word out of you all morning.
Yeah, well, I ain't got nothing to say.
That's not going to get you very far in court.
Dad, give it a rest. Look, Usha's going to sort all that out.
She's not supposed to put words into it.
No, you're the one who's doing that.
Just trying to make a few helpful suggestions.
Yeah, well, don't. Things are bad enough as they are.
Hello, Ed. And you brought your dad?
Yeah, I didn't have much choice.
What kind of father would I be if I deserted my son at a time like this?
Yes, well, it's nice to see you both. Sorry to have kept you. If you'd like to come with me?
No, not him. I'll come in on my own.
What?
That's fine with me.
But I... Oh, get off my back, Dad. I'll tell you what she says.
Well, if that's the way you want it.
It is.
Need a job, Bob?
Well, yeah, if you can spare it.
Of course I can.
Sorry, I forgot my thermos.
Yeah, it's okay. You've got a lot on your mind.
Yeah.
Well, seeing the police this morning must...
Oh, yeah, sorry about that. I'll make up the time.
Oh, no need. None of this is your fault.
Well, I hope they see it like that.
Just tell the truth and you'll be all right.
Yeah, I hope so. Oh, it's so unfair.
I know.
What have I done to deserve it?
Nothing. Well, that's life, William. Sometimes stuff just happens.
Yeah. Especially if you got a no brain for a brother.
You know what they say. You can't choose your relatives.
Pity.
Was the concert okay?
Oh, yeah, good.
So, at least you and Emma had a good time before...
Yeah, we were getting on great. So he's ruined that as well.
She won't blame you.
She might. I wish I could see her.
Are they allowing visitors? She's out of intensive care.
Oh, I suppose so. But she might not want to see me.
Have you ever been in hospital, William? It's so boring you'd want to see anyone.
What do you reckon?
It's worth a try. And you've got to go into Borchester anyway.
It's a bit of a trek to the hospital.
Look, you can borrow the Land Rover.
Really?
Yeah, I don't need it this morning.
Oh, Greg, that'd be great. Thanks.
Now, you're absolutely sure Emma got into the car of her own accord?
Of course she did. I think I kidnapped her.
It's a crucial point, Ed, and I'd advise you to cut the jokes in court.
Sorry. But I didn't do anything. It was an accident.
You didn't do anything. Were you listening when the police charged you?
Sort of. I was a bit shaken up.
That's why I wanted you to go over everything this morning.
You're right.
So listen carefully, and I'll go through the charges again. There are three. The first is aggravated vehicle taking and injury to a passenger.
It was Williams. I just borrowed it.
And he gave you permission, did he?
Not exactly. Well, he could say he did.
No, he couldn't. Then he'd be in trouble too.
Well, that's the end of that one.
I'm glad to hear it. Lying isn't going to help anyone. Do you understand that, Edward?
Yeah, I do. But the truth is, it was an accident. I didn't mean to hurt Emma. I had to swerve to avoid the deer, and so we skidded.
And the police say you were driving too fast.
Well, how do they know? They weren't there, were they?
The skid marks.
Oh.
Yes. So, the second charge. No insurance.
Well, why would I have insurance? It's not my car.
It's an offence, Ed. As is driving otherwise than in accordance with a driving licence, which is the third charge.
I could easily pass that poxy test.
But you haven't. So you've broken the law. You do know what happens to people who break the law.
They can't bang me up for this. It was an accident.
They could.
What?
They could.
Well, that's it. I'm finished.
No, I'm not saying they will. You weren't over the limit. That's one good thing.
I told him that.
And it may help that you pulled Emma clear, if that's true.
Of course it's true. I just borrowed my brother's car. I'm not a monster. I wasn't going to leave her to burn to death.
Ed, I know that, but...
I wish I could see her. I didn't mean this to happen to her.
I know.
It doesn't seem like it, some of the things you've said.
I wanted you to take this seriously.
Oh, it's serious, all right.
But I am on your side. We'll get through this, I promise you.
Will we?
Yes. Now, let's move on to what will happen at the youth court. You'll be pleading guilty, of course.
So this youth court's on Friday?
That's right.
And will we be able to go?
Oh, yeah. Who shall want us there? Makes a good impression on the magistrates if the parents show.
Of course we'll go. I'll ask Pat for the morning off.
Is she OK about you nipping out to see me?
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Oh, I knew you'd be fretting if I didn't come straight over to tell
you. So we go to this court. Now, what's it like?
Very informal. Nobody dressed up. Shouldn't even take long.
No.
Well, he's pleading guilty, isn't he?
He did do it.
I still reckon how William could have covered for him, but Usha says not.
Good, I never liked that idea.
Says then the police might charge William as well.
Yeah, well, that's all we need.
I'm not sure she's right.
And you know, of course. Eddie, she's a solicitor and you're an idiot. Leave it.
Johnny.
Well, I hope he behaved himself with Usha.
You don't know. He wouldn't let me go in with him.
Sensible boy.
He was pretty down afterwards. Said you told him he might go to prison.
What? How would he know?
Oh, it's not very likely. It'll only be one of them youth detention places.
Only?
It's not going to happen, love. She's going to plead all sorts of mitigating circumstances.
But I couldn't bear it. I don't know how I'd bear it.
There is that everything. Fruit magazines.
Oh, careful, son. Which way are you all going?
Oh, sorry. Oh, hello.
William, what are you doing here?
Well,
You on your way to see Emma?
Well, I wanted to find out if I could.
Oh, did you?
That's all right, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know about that.
She's not worse. I thought she was well enough to see people now.
Yeah, it depends on the people, doesn't it?
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
So you should be.
It wasn't my fault Ed nicked my car.
It was your fault you went chasing after him instead of looking after Emma, wasn't it?
Yeah, it were. I know that.
Good.
That's the worst thing about it. I keep thinking, if only I'd stayed with her. I'd do anything to put the clock back.
Yes, well, there's things we all regret.
I'd understand if she didn't want to see me, but she is all right.
Yes, she's all right.
Well, would you mind telling her I was asking after her?
Oh, you can tell her yourself.
You said she didn't want to see me.
No, it was me that had the problem with it.
Oh, well...
Oh, I don't suppose 5 minutes would hurt.
Really?
You stay here. Just let me check with the reception first.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Yes.
What the hell are you doing here?
Same as you are, I expect. Come see Emma.
Hey, you've got a nerve. After you put her in here...
It was an accident.
Oh, yeah, it was an accident. You took my car. It was an accident. You were too drunk to drive
straight. Well, then that's a lie. Even the old Bill don't think that.
Don't tell me what the police think. I've been in with them all morning, trying to convince them that we weren't in this together.
Thanks very much. Oh,
they gave me a really hard time.
Oh, boo-hoo. You'll not have been caught on Friday.
Yeah, I could have been.
Yeah, if you hadn't shopped your own brother.
I'm supposed to perjure myself for you.
Family stick together.
That's rich coming from you. What do you care about family? Mum's out of her mind with worry. Dad's had to take time off work. Even Grandad's given up his ploughing.
Now you are scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Oh, yeah, laugh. You don't care, do you? You don't care who gets hurt. As long as you're having a good time, what does it matter, eh? Yeah, why wasn't I an only child?
Oh, I'm crying.
Oh, yeah, still, I suppose it's better being related to you than being one of your friends. At least you haven't tried to kill any of us.
And you take that back!
Mate, me!
And what's this noise? I could hear it from the... You. What are you doing here?
Well, I...
How dare you? How dare you have the nerve to come anywhere near my daughter after what you've done to her? Get out of my sight before I do something I regret. Just go.
All right, I'm going.
Yeah, don't come back. Look, Neil,
so that was the plan, was it? Hey, distract me while he sneaked in.
No, of course not. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't.
You better go too.
Please, I didn't know he was coming.
Maybe, but oh, I just can't cope with this. Just go.
All right, but just tell him right. Can you give him my? You say I was asking after.
Say what? I don't want Emma to hear the name Grundy ever again. Not as long as she lives.
Debbie's well into her contract work at Brookfield.
Hey there.
Oh, hello, love.
What's so special about the winter wheat, then?
Well, it's a bit of a mess, don't you think?
Not too bad, is it?
Bad enough just here.
It's only a smallish patch.
Yeah. I wonder if Debbie might have drilled it too early. Maybe a few extra cultivations.
You reckon?
Might have made a difference.
Not fair to judge her yet. She's only just started.
And you don't think it's a problem?
Debbie knows what she's doing.
Well, I suppose so.
Come and have a cup of tea and forget about it. Let someone else do the worrying.
Yeah, why not? It's a bit difficult to get used to. But you're right, of course.
Aren't I always? To meet the new calf on the way.
Oh? Which one's this?
The last of the internet heifers.
Sounds like some weird sci-fi movie.
You know what I mean.
Any problems?
No, did it all on her own, bless her. Nice and easy.
Ah, well, that's the advantage of an Angus cross. Worked out well using the net. We'll have to do it again.
Yeah, all right. No need to look so smug.
So if you could manage without me tomorrow afternoon, Betty, I'd be ever so grateful.
Yeah, yeah, don't worry. I'll sort something out.
I mean, I don't have to go in, but she should be up on her crutches by then. And I would like to be there for her if I could.
Well, of course. She's making really good progress, isn't she?
Yeah. If she can manage the crutches, she could be out by Thursday.
Incredible. I mean, she only had the operation to pin her leg yesterday.
No, but it went very well. She hasn't even got a cast on.
Really?
No, I mean, just some dressings on her knee and round her ankle where the pin is.
I don't know, the wonders of modern medicine.
Oh, I was very grateful for her when she was in intensive care.
Yeah, I bet you were.
It's so reassuring to know that they can be absolutely certain there's no brain damage.
Oh, it doesn't bear thinking about. I don't know how you've coped.
Neither do I. You just do.
Yeah, that's true.
And I don't think it's been as bad for me as it is for Neil. I mean, coming across the accident like that...
What a nightmare.
He said when he saw it was Emma, his heart stopped. He thought she was dead.
Oh, Susan.
I know. Oh, I don't think he'll ever get over it.
I'm not surprised.
It's brought out a side of him I've never seen.
He still wants to kill Ed Grundy. That's understandable.
Yeah, of course. Neil's always been such a gentleman, you know, deep down.
Yeah.
One of the things that first attracted me. Bit of a change from my brothers.
Well, now Emma's on the mend.
I honestly don't know if that's going to make much difference. He saw Ed yesterday.
Oh, what happened?
I just told him to go away.
Well, that doesn't sound too terrible.
It was. He told me he was scared of what he might do if Ed stayed. Said he's never felt that close to being violent in his whole life.
Oh, Lord. Where was this?
The hospital car park.
Ed had been to see Emma?
No.
He's got a nerve.
No, he hadn't got that far.
Good. I should think he's the last person she wants to see.
William was there too.
Had he been to see her? Oh, he's a bit sweet on her, isn't he?
Didn't get that far. Neil told him to go away too.
Oh, dear. Poor William.
Yeah. I do think that was a bit hard. But Neil said he just couldn't bear the thought of anyone named Grundy coming anywhere near her.
Well, it's not William's fault he's got a stupid brother.
No.
Oh, sorry, Susan, I didn't mean...
No, you're right. It's not very fair being judged by what the rest of your family do.
Clary's all right.
Oh, yeah, I know.
She's really tried with those boys.
Well, she has. But it takes two, doesn't it? Especially with lads.
Yeah.
Anyway, look... Let's talk about something more pleasant. You know what I missed out on with all this happening?
No, what's that?
A blow-by-blow account of your meeting with royalty.
Oh, that wasn't me, that was Helen.
Oh, is it true? I thought it was just a tale.
Oh, no, she met him all right. We were all walking through the woods. Oh, they're so beautiful. And we noticed Helen was missing.
So what did Debbie want to know?
Oh, if we've got the spuds harvested yet.
See how keen she is, so she can get on with drilling.
Precisely.
There you are, efficiency itself.
Yeah, well, this time I could do with her being a little less efficient.
That's not pleasing you.
Well, I'm not sure when we'll be able to get hold of the harvester this week.
You'll have to ring the co-op and see.
Yeah, I know. It was just easier to coordinate things when we were doing everything.
Listen to you.
Well, Debbie's as bad. You should hear her moaning about the home farm contractors.
I have. But it's not the way things are anymore, as Debbie knows.
Yeah, well. I'll get onto the co-op in a minute. Is there any tea in that pot?
Could do with topping up. The kettle's on the arger.
Right.
You know your mum's having this birthday tea for the grandchildren tomorrow?
Yeah, and friends of the family. Bert's going, isn't he?
Yeah. I can drive them all over and still be back in time for milking.
Yeah, or you can sit with your feet up, which is what you're going to do.
Oh, there's no need for that. The amniotes are a very simple test.
You'll be going out in the evening. You need a rest.
Yeah, I suppose that would be sensible, really.
Of course it would. You feeling okay about it?
Yeah. Well, I'll be glad when it's over, of course.
When we get the results.
I'm not really worried about them. Isn't it funny?
Ah, I'm sure they'll be fine.
I'm so glad you came, William.
Yeah, it's really good to see you, son.
Ed's not here, is he?
No, I told you he wouldn't be.
He gone to Jazzers, isn't he?
Yeah, that's right.
And when's he coming back?
Oh, he's gone for his tea. I'll get ours on in a minute.
So, son, how have you been? How did you get on with the boys in blue?
Eddie, he's only just walked through the door.
Well, they gave me a really hard time, actually.
Why?
They're police, that's why.
Well, I thought I was in it, too.
What, thought you was in the car?
No, thought he had told Eddie he could borrow it.
And I was just lying to get myself out of trouble.
You weren't lying. We could tell him that.
Oh, yeah, and they'd believe us.
Well, they believed Tom and Kirsty, luckily for me. I told them all about the row.
Oh, good. And Neil could, too.
Yeah, but I don't suppose he will now.
Why not?
Oh, nothing, Dad, it doesn't matter.
What's he been saying?
I told you, Dad, it doesn't matter.
Leave it, Eddie.
I'm not having him bad-mouthing my kids.
I don't think you're right, love, anyway. Neil will back you up. He knows it weren't your fault.
Does that matter, though, if your name's Grundy?
Oh, exactly. Just what I've been saying.
Eddie, do shut up. So they believed you in the end, the police?
Oh, in the end?
I still think there might have been a way round here.
A way round what?
You having to shop, Ed.
What?
He had to tell the truth.
Did he?
Oh, you'd rather it were me in court?
Of course not. I just think if we all put our heads together...
Oh, you would?
No, he wouldn't. It's bad enough Ed would be in there.
Just as it was your car he took, you might have...
Oh, covered for him.
Well...
I think I've done enough of that. And what good has it done me, eh?
All I meant was...
What, you think this was the first time this has happened?
Eh?
Ed's been joyriding for months. Hot-wiring cars. Him and Chazza. And Fallon, too, till she saw sense.
Oh, William, no.
No, I know you're upset with your brother.
Do you think I'm making it up? Ask Fallon. Ask her why she left the band. Because he nearly killed her, that's why.
Eddie?
I don't know what to say.
She's lucky. She can walk away from him, but I can't. I wanted to see Emma yesterday. Neil were going to let me till Ed came along and wrecked that for me too.
He wouldn't let you see Emma?
No, oh, Eddie, does it matter?
No, of course it don't. It's only William. I mean, who cares about him?
You know I didn't mean that. Oh, I'm so sorry.
We didn't know, son.
Oh, you don't know anything about me. I'm not the interesting one, am I?
That ain't true.
Not the chip off the old block. Well, I'm off.
Hey, don't go, son. We need to talk about this.
What is it to say?
Where are you going?
To change my name.
Oh, Eddie, what are we going to do now?
There we are. Shall I put it in the bag for you?
No, it's all right.
It's one of our prettiest cards, I think. Who's it for?
Jill, I'm sorry to say.
Why? I'm sure she'll love it.
Because it's her birthday tomorrow and I've only just got around to buying it.
It does make you forgetful, doesn't it?
Your mother-in-law's birthday.
Always did me. It's the hormones.
We're so pleased, Ruth.
Yeah, congratulations. You must be very happy.
I am, but...
Everything's all right, isn't it, with the pregnancy?
Yeah, I'm fine. It's just... Well, how did you know?
Oh, sorry. Is it a secret?
Apparently not.
Oh, sorry, Ruth. That's what everyone knew.
Obviously they do. Can I ask who told you?
Oh, we have spoken out of turn, haven't we? I am sorry.
No, I'm just intrigued, that's all. I thought it was just the immediate family who knew.
It was Jennifer.
Don't you call her immediate?
She told both of you?
Yeah, but separately.
Oh, you are cross with us. Honestly, Ruth, I never dreamt...
No, really, it's okay. It's just a bit of a surprise, that's all. We weren't going to tell people.
Until it was safe.
Well...
But you're nearly 4 months now, aren't you? So there's no need to worry too much.
Hello, Susan.
Clary.
I hoped you might be here.
Did you? Oh, well, I'd better get on now. I've got my card.
Bye, everyone.
Oh,
bye.
Well, nearly time to close up. Just need to check something in the stock room. Shall be a minute.
How's Emma?
She's as well as can be expected.
Only that?
No, she's doing okay.
Oh, thank goodness.
Susan, I'm so sorry.
I'm sure you are, Clary. I don't know what you expect me to say to that.
Well, I don't know either, but I don't know what else to say, and I am.
Okay. Well, if that's all...
No, it ain't.
Clary, I really don't think there's much point
in... Please, Susan, do listen. I wouldn't have come at all, but I didn't know what else to do. It's about William.
Oh, I see.
You know, he tried to see Emma yesterday.
Yes.
Look, I can understand how angry you are with Edward.
Oh, can you?
But William, it ain't his fault.
He took her to that concert.
Yeah, but Susan, you didn't mind that. You knew she'd be safe for William.
Oh, with William, yes.
Look, blame me. You can blame me and Eddie for bringing up Edward the way we have. God knows I do, but it's not William's fault.
Well, maybe, but...
If you could see the state the poor lad's in, he thinks being a Grundy's ruined everything for him, like he's marked for life.
Yes.
And I don't know what to say to him. I don't know what to do.
Oh, Clary.
It would mean so much to him if he could see Emma. So couldn't you change your minds? Please.
Jill's looking forward to her first birthday party in her new home.
Oh, just what I've wanted, Shula, thank you.
Are you sure? You've got so many gardening books.
You never have too many. And this one's so comprehensive.
That's what I thought. Oh, I'm glad you like it.
Oh, I do. But you didn't have to bring it round specially. You're coming over with Daniel for the tea party, aren't you?
Oh, yes, but he's got something very special for you. I didn't want to steal his thunder.
It's not a python, is it?
No, it's not a pet of any sort.
Thank goodness for that.
So, are you having a good day?
Am I? Your father brought me breakfast in bed.
Oh, lovely.
And a wonderful pair of binoculars for our Australian trip.
Trust Dad to think of something practical.
And he got me this, too.
I thought I hadn't seen that before. Oh, what a pretty colour.
It's my birthstone.
Oh, fancy Dad knowing that. Where is he?
He's helping out at Brookfield today. He'll be back for tea.
Good. Is Ruth okay about her test today?
Yeah, she seems fine. Of course, there is a bit of a risk.
She just wants to be absolutely sure everything's all right.
Yes, that's what she says.
I'm sure it'll be fine. She's looking very well.
Yes, I was a bit worried tonight might be too much for her.
Oh, she wouldn't want to miss that. I mean, it's a double celebration. Your birthday and all of us settled happily in our new homes.
Well, not quite all.
Oh, dear. Is Jason still dragging his feet about the police house?
No, he's reappeared, which is just as well, Chris says. The less time George has to spend at the lodge, the better.
That's right. Easy does it.
Back off a bit, Dad. I need a bit of room.
Yes, Neil, move.
No, I'm scared she'll go over.
That's what the crutches are for, you daft thing. All right, look. Let's just walk along beside you.
Yeah, just in case.
There's no need. They're quite fat.
Fun?
Swinging along. Oh, are you careful?
You don't want to break your other leg as well.
I'm not going to. Look, you're making me nervous. Right, if I promise to be careful, will you let me go see the end of the corridor on my own?
Well,
I can't get the hang of these properly with you two hovering over me like mother hens.
Oh, all right, then.
Well, give us a shout if you need us.
End of the corridor, Dad. I think I can manage that.
She was like this when she was learning to walk. So independent.
Yeah. She's so brave.
I know.
Can't believe how much she's come on. When I think of last Friday.
Oh, Neil, love. Maybe you should try to stop thinking about it.
I wish I could. But I see it every time I close my eyes. William's car burning. Emma on the ground so still.
I see. Oh, no, love.
I've done it.
But look at her now.
Right, yeah. Coming back.
What a girl,
We've got a lot to be thankful for.
Well, I suppose we have, but I find it hard to see it like that.
Well, you might have found it easier if you'd seen Clary yesterday.
Oh, I don't blame Clary. A pity Ed seems to be following in his father's footsteps.
She was beside herself about William.
Well, I know it's hard for him too, but...
But he still called Grundy.
I'm sorry. Maybe I shouldn't feel like that, but I do.
Well, it's a good job you didn't feel the same way about me.
Did you see that?
Yes, love. Well done. That was really good.
Should have got you to tie me. Right, I'm the fastest thing on crutches in this hospital.
Probably, but don't you think that's enough for now?
Maybe I will sit down for a bit.
It's right. A good
girl. How's the tie? Left my watch at my bedside table.
It's about 2:15.
Oh, nearly visiting time.
Yeah, I suppose it is.
Great seeing Tom and Kirsty yesterday.
Yeah, it was nice of them to come.
Janet said she would. It's kind of her, but... I was thinking of my mates.
Who would you like to see?
Ed, of course.
Ed Grundy? After what he did to you?
All right, Neil.
He didn't do anything, Dad. It was an accident.
We'll have to see what the police think about that, won't we?
Why do you want to see Ed?
To see if he's all right, of course.
Oh, he's all right. Not a scratch on him.
No, don't worry about Ed.
Well, yeah, his hand, I remember. No, it's not just that. I want to thank him.
Thank him? For nearly killing you?
For saving my life. If he hadn't pulled me out of that car...
Well, who says he did?
Tom and Kirsty, and, well, I'm starting to remember.
It was his fault. You were trapped in it in the first place.
Exactly. Thank him. No, I've heard everything.
I didn't have to get in that car. And William hasn't come either. No. Hope he's not cross with me.
Why would William be cross with you?
It wasn't very nice of me, just going off like that without trying to find him.
Yeah, he shouldn't have left you in the first place. Then none of this would have happened.
No, Neil, you can't really blame William for everything.
Look, Dad, don't be mean. Poor old Will. I really shouldn't have let Ed drive his car off like that.
Oh, don't go blaming yourself.
She would come to see me. I could tell him I was sorry.
I love that show.
Yes. Phil took me to London to see it for a birthday treat when we were first courting.
Oh, the old romantic.
It's nice of him to play for us. It's like taking tea in some grand hotel.
He's enjoying himself.
Yeah, more than he would organising games for the kids in the garden, which was the alternative.
Yes, we really should go and see how Bert's getting on.
Oh, he'll be all right.
I must say, you've made yourselves very at home here.
They have, haven't they?
It's a lovely cottage. Phil has fond memories of his mum and dad here.
They were very happy.
And I'm sure we are going to be.
Yes. And now the stables is starting to look the way I want it, we're very happy.
So that just leaves Chris and George.
Yes. How's the police house coming on?
Well, not very well, to tell you the truth.
Oh, dear. Has Jason disappeared again?
Oh, he's there all right.
But George is still making his life a misery.
No, Jason's asked him politely not to go for a bit.
What?
He said it was counterproductive.
Good Lord.
Well, it is irritating having someone watching your every move when you're trying to get on with things.
Oh, that came from the heart.
Aren't you getting on with George either? Well, it can be hard sharing a house.
Oh, it's lovely having Chris, of course. But George, well, he seems to take up so much space.
I know what you mean.
Oh, dear, I sound very unkind. Poor George, I really must make an effort.
Maybe you'd rather you didn't.
Trouble is, I'm so busy at the moment. Not all that long till Apple Day.
And Harvest Supper.
Oh, yes.
That was a good idea of yours, combining the two.
I thought so at the time, but now I'm beginning to wonder. It's such a lot of work.
Peggy, you should have said. What needs doing for the supper?
Well, that's under control. It's Apple Day I'm worried about.
Oh, I see.
I'm beginning to wonder if I've bitten off more than I can chew. I'm no expert.
But you know a man who is.
I wish I did. Who?
George.
Of course.
He is the tree warden, after all. I'm sure he'd have lots of ideas.
Go straight in, William. She's waiting for you.
Thanks. Just don't tire her out, that's all.
You're okay.
He won't, I'm sure.
I hope not. I hope we're doing the right thing.
Oh, you know we are. You heard what Emma said. It was worrying her not seeing him.
Yeah, but suppose she's right. Suppose he does blame her.
Well, that's not very likely, is it? You saw the look on his face just now.
I know, but...
When I rang him, he nearly dropped the phone. He was so pleased.
She's had a hard day, that's all. Practising her crutches and then the police interviewing her.
Seeing one of her friends is just what she needs then. Cheer her up.
Oh, well, it's done now.
Yeah. Thanks for changing your mind, love.
Well, like you said, if it was what Emma wanted...
That wasn't what swung it, though, was it?
Maybe not.
It was what I said about when we first got together.
Made me think. I'd heard such stories about the Horribins.
Oh, I know. Most of them true, unfortunately. What a family.
Yeah, but then one of them was you. Like a rose on a compost heap.
Oh. Well, I'm glad you didn't put it like that when we started going out.
You know what I mean.
Yeah. I know. That's why I felt for William. I've been there.
Yeah, I could see that.
You know, after the raid in the shop when Mr. Woolley was hurt, I was so ashamed. What could I do?
I know, love.
We had to give William a chance. But I know it was hard for you.
Oh, well. As long as we can keep Ed away from her. That's the main thing.
So they gave you a hard time too?
Kind of.
Well, that weren't very fair. I mean, what had you done?
Got in the car with Ed. I just wanted to make sure I knew what I was doing.
Oh, I see.
I wish I hadn't. Sorry, Will.
Sorry? What for?
I didn't wait for you. I went off with Ed.
Oh, Emma, that doesn't matter. As long as you're all right. I'm sorry I ran out on you.
You had an excuse. You're provoked and then... I ran out on you.
No, you didn't. I should have found you.
And I should have waited for you. So we're quits. Friends.
Yeah, of course we are.
It's all right, then.
Quits except for your busted leg.
Mm, your burnt car. You going to get any money for it?
Well, not enough to buy another one.
Oh, well, I am sorry.
Ain't your fault. We both know who's to blame.
How is he?
Don't know, I ain't seen him.
When's he up in court?
Friday.
Told the police I knew he didn't have a licence, so it might help.
You don't want to worry about protecting him, after what he did to you.
It was an accident. And I shouldn't have got in the car, I should have made him wait for you.
Emma, I've said I don't care about that.
That car was your pride and joy.
It was an old banger me dad did up. We'll find another. All that matters is you're all right.
I'm fine. And they're letting me go home tomorrow.
Really? That's fantastic.
Good, isn't it? Of course, I'll be on crutches and I've got to come back. What's the matter?
Oh, nothing.
Are you crying?
No, of course not. It's just the smell of this disinfectant.
You are. Well...
Oh, it's just last time I saw you, I thought you were... Well, I thought you were dead and it was my fault.
No.
And now you're looking so good and you're coming home.
Well, it's fine. No need to cry.
I'm just happy, that's all.
You great big softy. Come here. And you're a fierce butch gamekeeper. Greg Turner can see you now.
Yeah. I was just pleased, that's all.
So am I. I'm coming home.
Emma can't wait to get out of hospital.
You seem a bit quiet, George.
Hmm. I was just wondering how Chris was getting on, that's all.
I'm sure she'll be just as firm with Jason as you would have been.
Well, I hope so. Because the conservatory is going to make all the difference to that house.
Mm, he's a good builder.
Just temperamental.
Oh, a bit stroppy sometimes, yes.
Oh, you're right there. Chris and I thought it best if she went along today.
I see.
Anyway, I wanted to nip up and see Greg this afternoon.
Oh, yeah. Busy time for him.
No, I know, but I wanted to see how young William was doing.
Oh, that was kind of you.
Well, I've always had a soft spot for him, and what with that family of his.
I know. I thought I might go and see Joe.
You're not rushing off straight away, though, are you, George?
Well, after I finish this coffee...
And there was something I wanted to ask you.
Oh?
You know I'm trying to organise this Apple Day for the end of the month?
Oh, yeah. Chris has told me a bit about it. After the Harvest Festival.
Yes, but it's proving to be more complicated than I thought.
That always happens.
I'm no expert on apples.
Well, you don't need to be, do you? Just organise a few stalls.
Oh, Peggy's done that, of course.
Not as many as I'd like.
The blind tasting's a good idea.
Well, how does that work, then?
Oh, it's very simple. You have different types of apple slices for people to try. See which they like the best.
Mm. Mm, lots of folk don't realise how many varieties of apple there are, even round here.
Oh, yeah, and they're all quite distinct. Hey, you could do that the other way round.
How do you mean?
Well, involve somebody who is an expert. People could bring him different types of apple, from their own trees, maybe, and he could try to identify them.
What a good idea.
Mm, that'd be fun.
Where would we find someone like that?
Yeah. Ah, I see where this is leading.
You are the obvious person, George. Our tree warden
and... you really know your apples.
Oh, all right, then why not?
Oh, thank you. I'm really grateful.
Oh, you have booked the village hall for the supper, haven't you, love?
Well, of course we have, ages ago.
Ah, just checking. Only Linda was in such a state this morning.
What about the panto?
Mm.
Oh, yeah, Chris was telling me.
Can't she get the date she wants?
No, it's all booked up around Christmas.
She doesn't know what she's going to do.
Chris suggested they do it later, in the new year, maybe.
That's not a bad idea. It's always a rush getting enough rehearsals in before Christmas.
She should have booked it in January, that's what I would have done.
Well, not everyone's as efficient as you are, love.
No.
The staff said you were enjoying yourself last night, George.
Didn't they? Yes, it was a good night.
Yes, Chris said.
I hear you even got up and made a little speech.
Really?
Well, I proposed a toast.
To Jill?
No, Phil did that.
No, to the future of the Archers.
Phew, your staff, I've got big ears.
That was very sweet of you.
Well, it seemed appropriate. Everyone happily settled in their new homes, except us.
Birthdays obviously bring out the best in you.
It's yours at the end of the month, isn't it? We could have a little dinner party here.
Dinner party?
That's a good idea, Peggy.
Oh, it's very kind of you, but A dinner party? It's not really my kind of thing.
Nonsense, you eat, don't you?
Nothing elaborate. Just a nice meal. We could ask some of the family.
There you are. What's frightening about that?
Well,
and a few of your friends, of course. We could ask the Harveys.
I don't know how you've managed to collect so much stuff. You've only been here a few days.
All my visitors brought me presents.
Oh, must have. Should have brought another bag.
Do you like my rabbit? Isn't she sweet?
Oh, she's a bit frilly. Who brought you that?
William. I think he saw it in the hospital shop.
Yeah, in the baby section.
Well, she's to bring me luck.
And he must be the first gamekeeper in the world to think rabbits are lucky.
Oh, Mum.
Wasn't bringing half the florists enough for him?
Well, Kirsty bought me half a greengrocer's.
Yeah. Shan't be wanting for fruit for the next few days.
Do you want me to give you a hand?
No, no, you stay on the bed.
I could. I can manage on just one crutch now. Leave my hand free.
Stay there and calm down a bit.
I'm just so glad to be getting out of here.
And you'll need to come back to have that pin checked.
Mum, don't spoil it.
Sorry.
Aren't you pleased I'm coming home?
Of course I am. I just don't think it's good for you to overexcite yourself.
Well, how could that hurt my leg?
Besides which, I've had your dad to cope with.
Is he excited?
It's the first day I've seen him smile since the accident.
Oh, I wish he'd hurry up and come.
Oh, he'll be here soon enough. Now, do you want to keep all these cards?
A dinner party, eh? And have you got a monkey suit?
It's not funny, Greg.
Maybe it won't be that formal. But how are you on cutlery?
Oh, very amusing.
Yeah, start from the outside and work in. That's the way to do it.
I could cope with all that.
I should think so. Talk about looking a gift horse in the mouth.
Oh, you'd like it, would you?
Never been known to say no to a good meal.
Well, I'm not bothered. It's the guest list I object to.
Right, who's coming?
Jean Harvey and her husband.
Oh, didn't realise they were mates of yours.
They're not.
Why's Mrs. Woolley asking them, then?
Hurts me. Just because I sit on the odd committee with the woman doesn't mean I want to spend an evening with her.
Mm. Well, you'll just have to tell Mrs. Woolley that.
How can I?
Well, it's your birthday.
Yeah, but we're guests in her house. It's difficult.
I suppose so. But look, this is only supposed to be a small do, isn't it?
I hope so.
Tell her there are people you'd rather invite.
Like who?
Well, Phil and Jill. Oh, I suppose they count as family.
And they're going to be in Australia. Lucky devils.
Must have some friends.
You know what it's like being a gamekeeper. It's difficult.
There you are. You've thought of someone, haven't you?
Yes, I have. You.
Me?
You're the nearest thing to a friend I've got.
Well, I suppose I'll take that as a compliment. But are you sure it's such a good idea?
Why not? You just said you never turned down the chance of a good meal.
Yes, but if it's basically a family affair...
Well, you can bring Helen.
What?
Everybody knows about that now, don't they?
Yes.
Perfect. Peggy will be happy to see her granddaughter.
I'll have to check with Helen.
And you and me can sit up in a corner and talk about keepering all night. Now, that's what I call a birthday.
So, the doctor was quite happy with you?
Yeah, checked everything over, didn't she, Mum?
Yeah, she was very thorough. Yeah.
And that's it. We can just go.
Of course. Come on, I've been ready for hours.
Neil, will you tell this girl to calm down?
Calm down, Emma.
Mum said you were excited too.
Yeah, I was, before I saw all this stuff. Reckon I should take that down to the car first?
No, we can carry it between us.
Yes, I think that's a good idea.
Oh, just hold things up.
Oh, 5 minutes won't hurt.
We can't help you, Danny, if we're carrying a lot of bags.
I don't need any help. Look, I can walk and I can turn like... Ow! Oh!
What's the matter?
Is it your leg? Oh, Emma, what have you done?
I haven't done anything. It was just... Ow!
Come on, love. Come on, sit down.
We'll get someone. No! I'm sure it'll go away. Just get the stuff to the car and we can... Oh, God.
You're going nowhere. That leg is really swollen to me.
Truth. I'm fetching the doctor.
So Joe seemed to have cheered up a bit, Eddie.
Oh, yes, I think so. Of course, they're all worried about Edward being in court tomorrow.
I can imagine.
But he's been keeping himself busy, looking after the turkeys. And I got the impression he and Clary thought it might be a good idea to keep Eddie and Neil apart if they could.
Probably wise till things calm down a bit.
And he's decided to carry on with the ploughing competition.
Well, that should keep him happy.
Mm.
Last thing Clary needs is him sliding into another depression.
Yeah. Well, his new greenhouse should help.
What greenhouse?
It's what the family gave him for his birthday.
A keeper's cottage? Where have they put it?
Round the side. A tatty old thing.
But that must look awful.
It does. But I didn't feel this was the time to mention it.
They should have asked.
They wanted it to be a surprise.
To Joe, maybe, not to you.
Oh, we'll sort something out. Oh, and I told him about the apple day. I'm glad George wants to get involved.
Yes, so am I. He really seemed quite keen.
Yeah. I'm not so sure about this dinner party for him, though.
Why not?
Is it really George's cup of tea?
A few friends sharing a nice meal. Who could object to that?
Oh, hello, George. Have a good afternoon.
Yes, thank you. Time well spent.
Ah. Would you like some tea? It's quite fresh.
No, thanks. I had some with Greg.
We were just talking about your birthday dinner.
Oh, Peggy.
Jack thinks you don't like the idea.
I didn't say that exactly.
No, I do.
Well, there you are, you see, Jack.
But I did wonder if I could make a suggestion about who you invite.
Well, of course you can.
It's your birthday.
Well, I'd like to ask Greg and Helen instead of the Harveys.
Oh, what a good idea.
Yes, now, why didn't I think of that?
Well, I was pleased I did.
You and Greg have got so much in common.
And it'll be lovely to see Helen, of course.
I thought you'd like the idea.
I should be very interested to see them together.
Now, Peggy...
Well, I will. But it's a nice, natural way to introduce Greg into the family.
That's what I thought.
Well, as long as you're happy, George.
Oh, I am.
And you don't have to worry. We can easily fit two more around the table. And we can still ask the Harveys.
How much longer is she going to be in there?
Well, they said it would take some time.
Did they?
Yeah. I'm sure they'll let us know as soon as she's out of theatre.
I wasn't really taking anything in.
No, I know.
It was all sudden. I mean, one minute she was fine.
You're ready to come home.
And now this.
We should be there now, having that special tea you got ready.
Oh, Neil.
Oh, it's all right, love. It's all right. She'll be all right.
But she's been in there for hours. Something else must have gone wrong, don't you reckon?
Oh, I don't know what to think anymore. I just thought she'd broken her leg.
Compartment syndrome. I've never even heard of it.
Yeah, well, they said it was a rare complication.
Oh, so why did it have to happen to Emma? Hey, after all she's been through already.
Oh, I don't know, love.
I can't make any sense of it. They checked her over. I mean, she was going home.
Yes, but it's sudden. This bleeding just starts in one of these compartments in your leg.
It swells up and your muscle dies. Is that what they said?
Yeah,
and
then... But that's why they're operating, to relieve this pressure.
But they said they won't know if it's worked for days. Oh, Neil, what if it doesn't work? What are we going to do then?
Let's try not to think about that.
But you heard what they said? They might have to... Oh, Neil, I can't bear to think about
it. Shh. We've got to be strong for her. You were so strong when this happened.
Yes, but... My baby... My baby!
Well, I'll tell you one thing. If anything happens, Ed Grundy's going to pay for it the rest of his life.
Emma's still in hospital and Ed's due in court.
Clary, didn't expect to see you in here today.
I laddered me tights, ripped them getting into the car. I can't go to court looking like this.
No one's going to be looking at you, Mum.
They are. They want to see what sort of parents you've got. It's important we make a good impression.
Well, I think you look very smart, Clary.
Thank you.
You both do.
Well, can I have some chewing gum?
No, you can't. What did I just say about making a good impression?
Well, I'm not going to be chewing it in court. It's just my mouth's a bit dry.
Oh, right then, but don't be all day choosing it. We don't want to be late.
You ain't got your tights yet.
Oh, well, these'll do.
Oh, here you go.
Right. Well, that's £1.99 for the tights and 26p for the gum. Huh? You are nervous, then.
What do you think?
And what did I just say? I'm sorry, Betty. Here you are.
Oh, thanks. Well, it was a bit of a daft question.
You know, I'd feel a lot better if I knew where Emma was.
Have you heard anything, Betty?
What?
Only William said she'd be home yesterday. I tried to ring last night, but there weren't no replies.
You know, she didn't want to answer the phone to a Grundy.
Well, don't be daft. Well, how would they know?
Well, they'd still have been at the hospital.
Well, she didn't tell him yet.
trust Will to get it wrong.
Well, she was coming home, but they've had to do another operation.
What, another one? Why?
Well, I don't know the details. Susan just gave me a quick call from the hospital yesterday to say she wouldn't be in today.
But I don't understand. William said Emma were really perky, showing off her will she could get about on her crutches.
Well, is it her leg they were operating on?
Well, that's all I know. Susan was in a call box. She only had 120p. Right, here's your change, Clary.
Well, thanks. Oh, Lord, I hope she's all right.
Look, can't we ring the hospital, Mum, see what's happening?
Well, not now, really, love. No, we don't want to be late.
Well, from court, then. I've got to know how Emma is.
She'll get him back in time, don't you worry. We just thought it might calm him down a bit if he could find out how Emma is.
Now, you know that you and Clary don't have to say anything.
Yeah, we know. Just sit at the back of the court looking respectable and concerned.
Just sit will do. It's enough you're here, really.
But don't parents always go?
No, not always. Oh, good, here they come.
Any luck, love?
No.
Still no one in at the car, Richard?
Yeah, no one's answering the phone at the Poxy Hospital. We should have got the line checked.
Edward, they're busy.
Yeah. Just leave it for next one.
You really need to concentrate on what's happening to you.
Well, I know that, but it'd be a lot easier if I knew what was happening to Em.
OSHA's right, love. You've done your best. We'll try again afterwards.
It's not going to help Emma if you screw things up here.
Well, there's not really much that can go wrong. Just to answer politely.
Oh, we will.
And look at the magistrates when they're speaking to you.
Well, I know all this. You've told me.
Well, do it then. It's important.
Yes. OSHA knows what she's talking about.
Thank you. Well, it looks as if we've got a few minutes. First case must be running late.
Oh, can I go and phone again?
No, I'll just run through the practicalities. The court usher will come for you.
I know.
She'll be wearing a gown, but nobody else will. Won't they?
What do you think this is, Mum? The Old Bailey?
It is a court of law, Edward. I hope you're taking that seriously.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, I am.
You stay with the usher. We go in. Your parents will be at the back of the court.
Is this the usher coming now?
Oh, yes. They must be ready for us.
Good luck, son.
Are you Edward Grundy of Keeper's Cottage, Ambridge?
I am.
And you were born on September the 28th, 1984?
Yeah.
This means you are now 17 years old?
Yeah, that's right.
You were before the court today because the police say you took a mechanically propelled vehicle without consent of the owner or other lawful authority. And after the vehicle was taken and before it was recovered, you drove it dangerously on Haybury Road on the 28th of September, which is contrary to Section 12A of the Theft Act 1968. Are you guilty or not guilty?
Guilty.
It is also said that on the same occasion you drove the vehicle without third-party insurance. Are you guilty or not guilty?
Guilty.
Finally, it is said that you drove the vehicle when you were not the owner of a driving licence authorising you to drive a vehicle of that class. Are you guilty or not guilty?
Guilty.
Please take a seat, Edward, and listen carefully to what is said. Edward's parents are in court, Your Worships.
Good, thank you.
The prosecuting solicitor this morning, Your Worships, is Mr. Tweedy.
It looks a hard case.
I told you.
Thank you, Mr. Tweedy. That was very clearly put.
It is awful, the things he said.
I was right. He was a hard case.
I'm just doing his job, Whisper.
Now, Miss Gupta, if you would like to address the court.
Thank you, Your Worships. I anticipate that your worships may be considering adjourning the case for a pre-sentence report in all the circumstances. That would also enable you to know the extent of Miss Carter's injuries.
Well, that don't sound good.
Yes, it is. You'll back him up.
I know that you will be asking that a member of the youth offending team prepare a pre-sentence report on my young client. He is very aware of the gravity of what he has done. And lastly, it seems likely that if my young client, at considerable risk to himself and some injury, had not pulled Miss Carter free, there could have been even more serious consequences. And it is right that this act should be taken into account.
That were a good thing to say.
But it's true.
I thank your worships for your attention.
Thank you, Miss Gupta. Naturally, my colleagues and I will need to confer. But I don't think it should take us too long.
What are we doing now?
Trying to decide what to do next, I suppose.
They're not going to sentence him, are they? Both sides ask for adjournment.
Maybe that's what they've got to decide. I don't know. It's all a bit complicated for me.
No, it ain't. Don't deserve to go down for this.
Keep your voice down, I do.
Oh, they're whispering.
And you're shouting. I just meant, well, I didn't understand some of what she was asking for. What's this pre-sentence report?
Oh, a lot of nosy parkers sticking their noses into our business. All this fuss.
Look at Edward. He's white as a sheep, poor love.
I did very well. Here we go.
Thank you. Yes. In consultation with my colleagues, it does seem appropriate to adjourn this case for the preparation of a pre-sentence report. We need more information about the facts of the case, about Edward, and the mitigating circumstances, if any. We have decided the level of seriousness that the penalty should take. We have decided that it is so serious that a custodial sentence must be considered. However, this will not be binding on the magistrates who will sentence Edward.
No, we can't do that.
Perhaps the court clerk would be so kind as to see if she can sort out a suitable date?
Certainly, Your Worship.
Thank you. Meanwhile, I should like to have a few words with the defendant. Stand up, Edward, please.
Oh, right.
You do understand the seriousness of these charges?
Yeah, I do. Oops, sir.
I'm pleased to hear it. It has been well said that a motor car can be as deadly a weapon as a knife or a gun in the wrong hands. And yet there seems to be... Edward?
What? Yes, Your Honour.
Please, look at me when I'm speaking to you.
Oh, I told him about that.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir.
What I'm about to say is very important, because there seems to be some general misapprehension that crimes committed using this deadly weapon are somehow less culpable. But I can assure you that this is not the view either I or my colleagues take. Your behaviour would seem to be a good example of this. No doubt you thought it was just a lark.
Yeah. No.
No, indeed. At the very least, it was extremely stupid. Wouldn't you agree?
Agree, Edward.
Yes, sir.
As the consequence of which your unfortunate brother has lost his car and your even more unlucky passenger is in hospital. And it's no thanks to you that the consequences weren't even worse. Is it?
No, sir.
You are not a child, young man, and the motor car is not a toy. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I do.
I'm pleased to hear it. Now, do we have a date for the next court appearance?
Yes, Your Worship. Tuesday, October the 30th at 2 p.m.
Excellent. That leaves plenty of time for the reports to be prepared and statements collected. This is agreeable to the prosecuting and defending solicitors?
Yes, Your Worship.
Good. So this is when we'll see you back in court, Edward. In the meantime, you'll be on bail.
Thank goodness.
On condition that you live and sleep at your parents' address. Keeper's Cottage, Ambridge. Edward?
What? Oh, yeah, sorry. Okay, yes.
And we shall be imposing a curfew. All these details will be on your bail notice, including the date of your next appearance in court, so you have no excuse for not turning up. It will be a further offence if you do so.
Oh, I won't. I mean, I will, being caught, sir.
But we shall also expect you to cooperate fully in the matter of the pre-sentence report. Do you understand?
Yeah, I think so. I'll cooperate.
Good. Well, if you'd like to wait outside the court, someone from the youth team will want to see you. Now, I'd just like to thank your parents for attending court.
Oh, thank you, Your Honour.
Yes.
And we'll see you on the 30th.
All stand, please.
Is that it?
Looks like it.
And you're not allowed to stay overnight with anyone. In fact, they've given you a curfew, 9 p.m. to 6 a.m.
Oh, great. So we're stuck with you every evening.
Can I go and ring Emma now?
Then will you concentrate?
Yeah, I will, honestly.
All right.
Cheers, Usha.
It will put the lad's mind at rest.
But I'll do the phoning.
Oh, Mum.
Well, if we try the carters first...
They're liable to put the phone down as soon as they hear your voice.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. Go on then, Mum.
Have you got a payphone?
Oh, Gary, who's the one through there? It'll be quieter for
you.
Thank you. Dial 9 to get an outside line.
OK.
Right. Now, about this sentencing report thing.
It's a written report that will be compiled by the youth offending team and submitted to the magistrates.
Yeah, but what's in it?
Lots of things. Basically, it's used to give a broader picture of the background to the offence.
Well, I just did it. I wish I hadn't, but I did.
There might be reasons why you did it. Extenuating circumstances.
Like what?
Well, suppose there have been any particularly difficult circumstances recently.
Recently? When haven't there been?
So that Ed was under particular stress.
I always am. Just living with this lot stresses me out.
Oh, that's nice. Haven't we stuck by you?
Yes, you have, and that could count in your favour too.
You what? You just said it was better if they were a load of nutters who'd driven me round the twist.
Oh, charming. This is the thanks we get.
Not if they're looking at the likelihood of re-offending. Then a strong family background will count in your favour.
Oh, Mum, did you get through?
Yeah, I got Susan.
Did Emma have another operation?
Yes.
What, taking stitches out,
Dad, can't you see something worse? What's the matter, Mum?
There was a complication.
something to do with the blood round her muscles.
But it's all right now.
They don't know. They won't know yet.
Well, know what? Mum, what's happening to her?
Oh, love. Susan told me that if this operation isn't successful, Emma might lose her leg.
The Archers was written by Mary Cutler. The agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Peter Leslie Wilde. And the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.